You're listening to IsraelScene.com. I'm Steve.
And this is Yoram.
So Yoram, what do we have today?
Well, I thought we'd enjoy a musical cultural treat from one of Israel's many communities. This one is the Parsi community. We call them, here they're called Parsim, otherwise another word for Persians. And in the modern world, they're called Iranians. These are Jews who first went to the far reaches of Iran after the conquest of the kingdom of Judah, the burning of and the destruction of the first temple. They were taken off by Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian, and they've been there. Some of them have been there ever since. It's 2,400 years, 1,000 years before Islam showed up, at least. They're very unique people, and their music is very special, and we'll listen to their music and a little bit of explanation by the wonderful singer Jeanette Yehudian. I'd like to remind our listeners, and you, Steve, that all of this music, this album in particular, the name of the album is Persian Love, is available on cdisrael.com, and I hope you enjoy the music, and if you'd like to have it in your home, you can order it from us. Thank you.
My name is actually, I was born as Jeanette Mola Yehudayan. Why? Mola, it's Mula. It's Rav, Rabbi. And when they asked my grandfather, what are you doing? He said, I'm the Rabbi of the Jews. So they okay, Rabbi of Jews, okay, you are Mula of Yehudi, of the Jews. So your name will be Mula Yehudayan. And, you know, like everybody has the profession and his name is this, his family name is the same. So my name now, because I was married to Rothstein, is Jeanette Rothstein Yehudayan or Mula Yehudayan. I like it very much. Maybe the most favorite of mine, because it has also, you know, this part of Demaval, which is the lyric, very meditative. It is free of tempo, you know, and it is given to the spirit and improvisation of the singer.
So part of what we're hearing is an improvisation?
Yes, the first part, and then it is coming the part of rhythmic and very vivish and glad folk song, love song. Yeah.
What is it that distinguishes the Persian music that you sing?
First of all, you know, it is one of the three sister cultural music, the Arabic, Indian, and Persian. But unlike Arabic and Indian music, it is closer to the Western ear melodically. It is built on 12 dasga or modus or, you know, makam or rag. It is of course built on improvisation within the framework of modes containing microtones, and absolutely the Persian music is oriental, yes. But as it is common to various oriental music cultures, the relationship between the singer and musicians is somewhat similar to that of a bride and her bridesmaids, which is, I think, beautiful. The instrumentalists usher the singer in trail behind her and sometimes join in with her to ornament her singing with a halo of sound.
Can you tell us a little bit, are you born in Persia, in Iran, or are you born here? Did you learn the music here? Did you, your parents from school?
I was born in Iran, of course. I grew up there till 14 years old. Then I ran away by myself. I mean, I asked to immigrate, Aliyat HaNoar.
When they brought young people to Israel who were by themselves without their families?
Yes, and they told me that I'm too young. But after many negotiations and so on, I convinced them to bring me to Israel. I was in Kfar HaNoar, Kfar Hasidim. It was a religious one. I grew up there, And but you know, the I actually captured, I don't know how do you say it, the essence of my heritage, my tradition, my music from my dad. He was a Khazan, a great one. He was very famous.
Khazan is the singer in the synagogue, the cantor.
He was not only great voice, and I remember it so strong in my soul and in my body. I think I grew up on those piyutim, from praying, you know, that my father used to sing them all the time when he was at home.
So maybe now we'll listen to Adon Olam, a Jewish song on this CD. And what can you tell us about Adon Olam?
Adon Olam, or Eternal Lord, from the morning prayer. It was one of songs that our group adapted to Persian music, Persian melody. I found it that it became, you know, like a, I don't know how to say, hymnon, like a... yes, and first of all, every Friday it is broadcasting on Reshet Gimel.
Reshet Gimel is, in other words, on the Israel National Radio. They play this song every Friday?
Every Friday, yes. And they say that every time they have many telephone calls asking people, that people asking the broadcasters tell where is this from and who is singing that. And it, you know, it's warm my, how do you say, warming my heart. And I'm very happy that we could, you know, contribute something that not only I dedicated my life to bring this music to the consciousness of Israeli and abroad and musicians, but also to create something of our own group, which is very important for us.
Thank you.
Most of the songs on your album are Persian songs, not necessarily Hebrew, not necessarily Jewish. Is there another song that you would recommend?
First of all, if you will permit me, I would like to, the first song, Sit By My Side, translate one of the tanza, yes. White and red flowers bloomed, sent their roots deep into the marble stone. Would that stone break, for my love sits there, and I am not by his side.
چو خورشیدم فروزانیم من شب نمی‌سازم گر جدا دل ز تو شد من به خدا میمیرم Oh,
For me, most precious song is Ashrechem. Ashrechem, it means blessed be. It is a Jewish religious song, mixed Hebrew and Jewish Persian. You know, we wrote it on my father Tom.
On his grave.
Yes.
On his grave, yeah. By virtue of the brethren and of Torah Moshe, Moses, bring us salvation, tidings of salvation. From the spring of salvation, draw fresh water. Bring us salvation, the tidings of salvation. Ashrechem, 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 Israel. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, Israel.
בחשם בן תואי עזיזם דושמנת סוזם תבוהי אשריכם, אשריכם, אשריכם ישראל
Barmore
Ashrei, Asher, Asherei, Asherei, Asher, Lishlomo, Asherechem, 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 Israel.
What would be a nice song, the proper song to end this interview, this expression of your Persian music?
Again, if you will permit me, I would like to say that, you know, we grew up not only on Jewish music, as you see, but our tradition consists also of the classical Persian music and the folk songs. Why? Because it is very known that the Jews were those one who mainly they forced, actually, in the times of Shiite oppression to preserve the music, the classical music, because they were referred to be low, and also the this music, which wasn't religious, Persian religious, was also low, and so the many great musicians of Jewish musicians were those who contributed to preserve and developing more the secular and classical and folk music of Iran. So that's why for us, for the Iranian, even though we are Jew, Persian music is very, very important, as though it was, you know, one of our organs. And that's why it's so, you know, we are so closed to this music, to this tradition.
So which of the songs would you, of these classical songs, would you like us to end with?
I think Scorpion, it is the second one. It is astrologically oriented poem about obstacles. My English isn't so good. Obstacles in love, comparing a lover's lock of hair falling down over her brow to a scorpion's tail passing over the moon. It is actually mystical. You know that the Sufism and also many of Iranian songs are ambiguous and should be, and maybe are, you know, understand in different levels. And that's what one of beautiful things of this music. And Scorpion is actually, it is a daughter of Scorpion. It is Bat Akrav. That's the song that I very, very, very love. I love it.
چو خورشید فروزانی من شب نمی‌سازم گر جدا دل تو شد من به خدا میمیرم.
Example of beautiful folk song. You know, Persian poetry is rich in sound and content, and one major theme is of course love, both erotic and divine. And in this Two Doves, you can feel that the poem, that how the poems are can be obscure or ambiguous, that they may or perhaps should be interpreted on several levels at the same time. And in this song, I think because the music isn't so Persian, you know, the song is, but the adaptation is somewhat like a classical Western, I think many people find it closed, closer to them. And also one important thing is the vocaliza, which is called chah-chah. It is bird chirping, you know, and that's very unique to Persian music. And in this song they can listen to bird chirping of Persian music.
Thank you very much, Jeanette.
IsraelSing.com